The morning show that covers Cleveland, that's us. Natalie Leek Nelson, the CEO of Providence House, tells us about their Giving Hope for the Future campaign.
What an amazing facility Providence House is. For people who don't know about Providence House, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So Providence House is a crisis nursery. We're actually Ohio's first crisis nursery. This year is our 38th anniversary, and over 8,000 children have been protected by Providence House since we opened.
And where are you located right now? Where is Providence House?
So currently we're on the west side of Cleveland in Ohio City. We have a 30-bed facility. About 350 children a year stay with us on our campus. But we serve 32 zip codes in the greater Cleveland space. So we're in all the inner ring burbs, east and west. So kids are coming from everywhere, and unfortunately, crisis is happening everywhere in our community. So we just really are available to anyone in the community that needs us.
Well, with the location, as you mentioned, in Ohio City, Providence House expanding, tell us about Giving Hope for the Future campaign. We're excited about that.
Yeah, so we revealed that yesterday. Our campaign chairs are Paul and Karen Dolan from the Cleveland Indians, so we're so honored to have them as a part of this effort. What we're seeing is, in the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen 175% increase in the calls for admission to Providence House, over 1,000 calls a year for families that are desperate to find a safe place to take their children. And so while we're doing 350 kids on our campus, this year over 200 kids are going to get waitlisted or unserved. And when we looked at where those kids are living, the majority of them are in Eastside zip codes, in Buckeye, Woodland, Kinsman. And we really decided, rather than grow where we're at, we needed to go where the kids were. And so we began an effort of looking at opportunities in the Eastside neighborhoods to bring Providence House's services.
So is there a new facility open now, or it's a project that's just beginning?
It's a project that's just beginning. We actually do own the building. It's an amazing Cleveland historic landmark called the Weiser Building at 118th and Buckeye. So our project has kind of two phases. One is renovate the existing building. Then we'll build a 20-bed facility off that building, and we'll be able to serve about 325 to 350 kids a year. We've got a home stretch here to finish to get the campaign, meet our campaign goal. We've got $8 million to raise for the building project. We already have two committed from friends and foundations and board members. So we're out there, pounding the streets, getting the support we need. So if anybody listening really cares about keeping kids safe, reach out to Providence House. I'd love to talk to you about the project.
Yes, all the services, everything that you do, and to donate. You should also name that website too, so people can get there as well.
Absolutely. It's provhouse.org, P-R-O-V as in Victor, house.org.
Awesome. Natalie, we always love talking to you and hearing about the wonderful help you're giving to these families. So thanks for checking in with the Jen and Tim Show.
You bet. Thanks so much.